International law prohibits the use or threat of forcible invasion against the territorial integrity of a country. But experts say self-determination, as defined and protected by international law, is confined narrowly to independence movements in the process of decolonization. But the protections are often confused with national separatism or secessionist movements, according to researcher Tom Grant of the Lauterpacht Center for International Law at Cambridge University.
At the outset, it's important to be clear that self-determination does not equate, in most circumstances, to a legal right to separate and form a new state.
Tufts University Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy international law professor Hurst Hannum holds a similar view.
The goal of many sub-state groups is to combine this notion of what was really decolonization, but which the UN called self-determination, with the earlier 19th century notion of nationalism and national self-determination, so that a group that was somehow cohesive in terms of culture or language or ethnicity would have the right to govern itself. That particular approach has never been part of international law.
Grant points out international law does not specify how to deal with a secessionist movement within the country.
International law certainly tells us that country A cannot change the boundaries of country B without country B's consent. What it does not tell us is what happens if a group inside country A seeks to change the rules of country A and ultimately to separate from country A?
For this reason, says Hannum, many countries regularly refuse to intervene in other countries' secessionist movements.
Appeals to outsiders or to international law for help with secessionist movements generally fall on deaf ears. They may find political support, but it's very difficult for them to find legal support.
University of Baltimore School of Law international law professor Mortimer Sellers says self-determination does not necessarily have to mean full independence. He points to Quebec, which sought and gained more autonomy but still remained within Canada.
So the conflict between self-determination and territorial integrity only arises when the state oppresses its own people. If the state recognizes the rights of all the people without respect to ethnicity or language or religion, then there's no question of secession.
Experts note that international law is relevant in the case of Scotland, where the referendum is taking place after the Scottish Executive Authority and the British government reached an 2012 agreement to hold the vote and respect the outcome. Hu Wei, VOA News, Washington.